This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Good morning, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Yeah, very well. So we're going to start with a question we got from Matthew at Ulverston about connecting solar to tariffs, right?
Yeah, so our Q&A thing's starting to get a bit of traction.
Good.
Yeah, so Matthew from Ulverston, he wants to know, can I connect my solar to any tariff? And the answer is yes, but I'd better explain why Matthew is asking this question. Now, way, way back in the olden days, and this is a bit where we fade to black and white, as we're going into history, way back into before 2013, when solar systems received 28 cents feed-in tariff per kilowatt hour of excess solar energy that we sold back to the grid.
Yep.
Most houses then had two tariffs, and I guess, to be honest, these days most houses probably still have two tariffs. But tariff 31 is with your lights and power, and tariff 41, which is your hot water and heating. Both of those circuits and those tariffs are electrically separate, so solar inverters generally being connected to tariff 31 meant the devices on tariff 41 couldn't actually use the solar.
Mm.
But it didn't matter, Darren. So you got 28 cents per kilowatt hour for your excess solar, so it was actually worth more to sell it than it was to use it.
Yep.
As the heating tariff cycle was about 17 cents at the time. Nowadays, the feed-in rate is 6.5 cents per unit, so it makes much more sense to use as much as you can and not give the retailers any or little out of your excess energy as you can.
Hmm.
Having two tariffs, which are electrically separate, is now a major impediment into achieving that, as one of the highest energy consumers, being hot water and heating, is essentially islanded from your solar, so it just cannot get there.
Right.
So Matthew's question is about, could he connect his solar to his heating and hot water tariff instead, as that was the tariff he used most of his energy on?
Yep.
And the answer is definitely yes, but the meter channel on that particular meter would have to be programmed for it, or if he had just an individual meter on that tariff, that would have to be an electronic meter, and that would be programmed for solar export. And you can do this with most tariffs, whether it be domestic light and power, domestic hot water and heating, rural pumping tariffs, commercial business tariffs. As long as the meter is programmed, it can be done.
Right.
But say, if you disconnect your inverter from tariff 31 and connect to tariff 41, that means, you know, while you can now dump your energy into your heating and hot water, it also means you can no longer energize power points and lights. It's a trade-off, and that trade-off might not be very valuable to you. So if you've got two tariffs and only one inverter, you can only energize one or the other.
Yeah.
You can't do both. If there's only a tariff out there that allows you to energize all your house tariffs with solar, and there is, Darren. It's called Tariff 93. This is the time of use tariff. You would have heard us talking about this over the years. But with this one, you only have one meter. All your circuits are connected to one meter and as such connected to the one inverter. It's by far the best tariff for solar owners. We can put a timer on your hot water cylinder to focus its operation for daytime hours. The solar can heat or cool your house using your solar during the day. But even, Darren, if you don't even own a solar system, it's generally the best tariff for people who are retired or work from home, and more people are working from home than ever before these days.
Yeah.
For houses that are empty during the weekday and don't have solar, the numbers can get a bit murky. But if you do most of your high-energy consumption things on a weekend, well, that improves the numbers.
Right.
Because power is really cheap on weekends on the time of use tariff. So if you have an old solar system and you haven't explored a tariff change, it might be time to have a look at it, as you may be missing out. And it's far more simpler and cost-effective than trying to swap your inverter over to another tariff. To go to tariff 93, you simply have to ring your energy retailer and ask for a tariff change, and in 99% of cases, that's all that's required. While physically changing your inverter to another tariff requires an electrical contractor and possibly reprogramming meters or new meters being installed.
Okay.
So have a look at tariff 93. It might just be what you're looking for to make the most out of your solar, or might just suit your lifestyle better than the current tariffs you're on. And if you have any questions regarding tariff 93, give us a call on 1300 502 599 and we can help you out, or contact us via our Facebook page, or email us via our website. We can send out an information pack to you.
All right, it's a very good question, and it's a great answer you've provided. Just go to tariff 93, that one for Matthew from Ulverston. All right. There's an election coming up.
TV ads, Darren, that have really annoyed me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's been some government ads exposing how great they've been on renewable energy across Australia. And when they come on, I've got to resist the urge to throw them on a remote through the TV. Everything good that has happened in Australia in regards to renewable energy in the last decade has happened despite the government's best efforts. They literally have put a roadblock up at every path. spread information about the benefits and advantages of clean energy, reduced targets, played silly buggers with numbers. They even put the gas industry in charge of the country while the pandemic was on. Now, it's really been the state governments, doesn't matter what persuasion it's been the state governments, industry, and mums and dads that have done all the heavy lifting for the gains we've made in renewable energy around this country. You know, a flashy ad taking credit for everyone else's work, hoping we forget the old, oh, electric vehicles will ruin the Aussie weekend. Or if the wind don't blow and the sun don't shine or coal, don't be scared of it.
Yeah.
You know, cutting a renewable energy target, trying to call gas and coal green and renewable. And while politicians of all persuasion like to depend on everyone forgetting what's currently not in the 48 hours news cycle, some of the most exciting opportunities in the coming decades that are going to re-energise Tasmania and Australia, it's going to come out of the renewable energy sector, despite the government's best efforts to maintain the status quo for their fossil fuel mates' stranglehold on our country's energy sources. So I'm excited for the future.
Well, good, because it affects you directly, but power prices, that affects everybody. All right, so DMS Energy, you'll find them at Spraydon, 56 Sheffield Road, Spraydon, which is the blue building on your right-hand side as you head out of Spraydon towards Sheffield. You can't miss it. It's got solar on the roof. And if you like Matthew and just want to know something, Matthew might be connecting to Tariff 93 now because of your advice, then just send him through to your Facebook, mate.
Yep, and we'll be happy to answer him here on Power Savers. Have a look at our website, all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, and the phone nearly always gets picked up. That's 1300 502 599.
Good stuff. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, mate.